Hey ladies, it's Wednesday. Can you believe we made it halfway through the week? Give yourself a big hug because you deserve it. I am Shalise Benjamin, founder and owner of MWD, Mothers with Dreams. This is a platform where women can find accountability partners through real life testimonies, sharing resources to help better position yourself and other women going through similar trials and tribulations. Ladies, if you have a story to tell and resources to share that you feel can help another queen, please share with us. You can inbox your story on our IG page at Mothers with Dreams and on our Twitter page at Mothers_Dreams. Follow us. We do follow back. Good morning, ladies, and happy Wednesday. I know I always say good morning, but it could be afternoon where you at, and it could be good evening where you at. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. As you know, it's your girl Shalise B checking in and tuning in with you all this Wednesday. We are going to talk about moving with perseverance. Okay, I ran across this word and it has resonated with me. It has stuck with me and it is following me. I looked up the definition and perseverance is persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Let me say that again. Perseverance. Persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. I hope this is touching somebody right now, because this is how we need to look at our life, and this is how we need to move through our life with perseverance. No matter the circumstances, no matter the outcome, no matter the situation, keep your head held high. Be persistent. Don't look at where everyone else is at. Focus on you. When God wrote your story, He wrote your story special and unique to you. When He wrote their story, He wrote their story unique and specific to them. We all have our own life plan. We was all dealt our own deck of cards. Now it's up to us to play them accordingly, despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. For example, because now I'm thinking back to a time where I actually moved with perseverance and didn't realize it. But my first year in college, I got pregnant with my son. And, you know, to everyone, it was like, what? You just got to college. You're the first child, you know, in the family to go to college. And then now you get to college and you're pregnant. And I knew in that moment I was determined. I didn't care what it was, how I was going to make it happen. I was graduating college, period. There was no ifs, ands, buts about it. Everyone around me was telling me, you got to start living your life for your child. Your dreams have to be pushed to the side. You basically have to stop living. You work so that way your child can dream. And I never saw that making any sense, because in my mind, I saw, well, if I'm dreaming and my dreams are to benefit for my child and my future children and my future grandchildren, there's no way that me having this child is going to stop me from achieving my goals that I set out for myself. I understand that a lot of women back in the day and even now have had kids very young and put a halt on their dreams. And then when their kids get old and graduate and now there's no one in the house to take care of, now they're looking in the mirror, looking at themselves, looking at time and asking themselves, where did time go? Because now they don't even know what they want to do with themselves. They spent so much time doing for their kids that they lost sight of themselves. And as much as us as mothers, it feels good to say, I'm doing it all for my kids and I'm putting my kids first. Theoretically, if you don't put yourself first, you could just so happen be putting your kids last. Because if you put yourself first and with yourself, you're thinking of all the right things, you're prioritizing what matters the most, your kids automatically comes first. Me going to college after I had my baby, going back to college, I should say, after I had my baby, was me being persistent and doing something despite difficulty. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I just had this child. Now I'm trying to get back into school just to prove to the world that you can do it. A baby is not going to stop you. It may make life difficult, or it can delay in achieving the success within the timeline that you had set for yourself. But remember, there's always two stories to a situation. There's your timeline and what you expect, and then there's the one that God already created for us, the one that we have to just walk in our purpose. It's always two sides to a story. In my situation, my timeline of when I thought that I was going to achieve my success was supposed to be with the people when I started college. I was supposed to graduate college with them. Because in my mind, I was trained just like in elementary school, middle school, and high school. When you start school with kids, you kind of want to make sure you go to the same grade at the same time as them. Because if such and such goes to the fifth grade and you have to stay in the fourth grade, then somewhere down the line, that, you know, people are looking at you different. But I had to train my mind in that moment in time to say, hey, listen, I can't focus on what everybody else is doing and what the group of students and colleagues that I started school with, they're all graduating when the same year that I'm coming back. I can't focus on that because my bigger picture is not trying to achieve my success with them. My goal is just trying to achieve my success. And now I'm seeing that my timeline, I may have to push it out a little bit more. It doesn't take away from me being persistent in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving my success. With that, that's when that whole holding yourself accountable comes into play. Being accountable for your actions and the things that you do in life will simultaneously gear you for better communication and understanding when the uncertainties happen in your life, that inconvenience that happens in your life, when you're able to hold yourself accountable, when you're able to move with perseverance, you're woke. You know what I'm saying? You're listening. You're not just being confined to one situation and one solution. You're opening up the doors to more solutions to your situation. Hold yourself accountable despite how the truth makes you feel. You have to create your goals first. Know what you want to do. Know what you want to get out of life. Maybe you don't know what you want to do with your life. Maybe you just know what you want to get out of life. And that's to be financially debt-free and security, financial security. Maybe you want residual income, but don't know how to achieve the residual income. Or maybe you want residual income and don't even know the product that can, you know, create that residual income. If you're able to hold yourself accountable, then you'll be able to take the next step, which is taking actions on the goals you have set out or that you're trying to set for yourself. We have to stop talking about it and we have to be about it. If I rewind back to the beginning of 2021, I was manifesting the things that I wanted for that year. Now, we already knew I was going into the year with the knowing that I was purchasing my house that year. But not only was I going into it knowing that I was purchasing a house, but I was like, I need to get a business going. And I had Mothers with Dream podcast. And my whole life, I've always wanted to help people. I've always wanted to empower them, which within any way that I can, you know, if it's love, if it's just being a listening ear, or if it's giving some knowledge that was once, you know, put upon me, you know, I'm always, you know, there to share, to help, to guide, you know, just to be that one listening ear that maybe you don't need a comment or an opinion. Maybe you just need someone to listen, you know, that's always been me. So when I always would tell people, you know, my big goal, which is building this empowerment platform, they're like, how are you going to make money? You know, one is a stylist. So, you know, she opened up her hair shop. She sees how she's going to make money. Me empowering women and just people all around the world, the kids, just us humans. Period. Anyone that's looking for some sort of inspiration, anyone's looking for some motivation, like, that's what I love to do. But when a coworker asked me, well, how you gonna make some money? It irritated me, because in my mind, I was saying, I'm not here for the money. I'm not trying to do, you know, the work that I'm trying to do. Yes, I want to make money, but not with my empowerment platform. Like, I didn't see it. You know, it bothered me because I didn't see it. And I think it bothered me because part of me knew that part of her was right. Yes, I can empower people. Yes, I can motivate people. But how am I going to make money? How am I going to get myself to that one big goal that I plan on accomplishing before my son gets out of high school? How do I plan on getting this mansion? By just speaking to people, by just helping, by pouring into their cup and not knowing if someone is going to fill into my cup, pour into my cup, fill my cup back up. But then 2021 came and I created an accountability group. My accountability group encouraged me to bet on myself, believe in myself more than I've been believing, even with me dreaming and sharing my dreams with others. And when I said that, I was like, well, what does that really mean to me? You know, how do I break that down and make myself understand? And it's like, okay, well, Lee, your whole life you've been dreaming. A dream is a dream. You see the things that you are destined to be, to have, and to want. But what are you doing to get yourself there? I started building websites. Then I started getting good at building websites. Then I needed my own laptop to continue to grow my business. That laptop was about $1,400. My accountability team, they assured me not to worry about the fact that it cost $1,400 for the equipment that I needed to be successful. But think about how that equipment is going to make you that $1,400 and some. So I said, you think I can really make the $1,400 back? Like, you really think that I can use the product that I purchased to make that money back? You really think that? Like, you see that in me? Like, you see that in me right now? All it took was 2 to 3 months for me to have that full $1,400 back and what I invested into this MacBook Pro to be able to continue to grow my businesses. Not business. Y'all heard that. I said businesses. You must take action. You must hold yourself accountable. At the time, I thought, I don't want to say it was impossible, but I just never thought that I would have someone to bet on me, to even think to pay me $300, $400, $500 to build a website when I see other people out here, they're selling products that's $20 and $25 and it's hard for them to make a profit. And now I'm like my accountability group telling me that I'm going to be able to sell a service and make hundreds of dollars off of it, off one service. I didn't believe that people was actually invested. Or I don't even know if invested is the right word. But they took a chance on me that I've never seen family ever do. See, family will do for you with certain stipulations. But when you get somebody to pay you for your service or for your product or for whatever it is that you're offering, when you get someone to pay you for that, and it's not like your prices are cheap, they're cheap compared to your competitors, but they're not cheap compared to your target market. And to be able to get business and support from strangers, it showed me that perseverance and moving with that persistence and doing something despite of difficulty or delay in achieving success, holding yourself accountable despite how the truth makes you feel, taking actions on the goals you have set out, not talking about it, but just being about it. By the time you do all of that, when you look up, you're going to realize and see how far you could have gone had you believed in yourself since day one, but how far you've come since you started believing in yourself on that day one, when you decided to put you first. I don't want to hold you all too long. I really just wanted to get this message out, this topic out. Perseverance. That's our topic, our word for the day. That's our word for the week. And quite frankly, it's our word for the month. It's still January. Everybody should be moving with perseverance. Everyone should be moving with perseverance. If you're not moving with perseverance, you got to wake up. Don't allow nothing to get in your way to stop you from achieving your goals. Set your goals. I don't care if you have to set weekly goals. Set weekly goals. I don't care if your weekly goals is, I want to make sure I contact such and such. I want to reach out to this. I want to do research. Make small goals. Start off with your weekly goals. Then start to create monthly goals. Then you can do quarterly goals. And then all of those will create your annual goal. Because every little step you take should be gearing you and getting you towards your big goal. We're going to take baby steps. Then we're going to take toddler steps. Then we're going to take big kid steps. And then next thing you know, we're going to be walking in this entrepreneur life, like some bigger growth with the big draws on, and nothing can stop us. Not a no, and especially not somebody not understanding what God has set out for you. Because remember, if he gave you the vision, he giving you the tools to achieve it. It's up to you to believe, to see, and to listen. I really, really love taking the time to speak to you all. I hope this helps someone out there. I hope this really pushes you to want to continue to finish off this week strong, but more importantly, preparing for your next week, because we're already halfway through this week. So mentally, you should be already preparing your mind for next week. I love you all. Until we talk again, peace. So ladies, if you have a story to tell and resources to share, please drop them in our inbox on our IG page at Mothers with Dreams and our Twitter page at Mothers_Dreams. Remember to follow us. We do follow back. We look forward to hearing your stories and feedback on today's segment. It's your girl Shalice Benjamin wishing you many blessings and praying that you have a wonderful and successful week. Until we meet again.